Yeah, my pleasure. Well, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Hello. About a year ago, a man that I've known all my life, he's my age. We went to high school nearby each other. We went to college together. He married a girl I went to high school with. We raised our kids together. He died. But fairly suddenly. About a month after he died, I was on Facebook. And you know how Facebook will bring up a thing about people you might know, you know, that kind of thing?
Sure.
And his name popped up. His picture popped up. Here's my friend, had been dead 30 days, and Facebook still had him, you know, still was recommending that I connect to him. And it was really kind of a weird thing. And so that's when I hadn't thought about it before, but I realized, you know, we talk about posting things online and having a life forever. That's really true, isn't it?
It is. You know, our law firm helps people, you know, protect their assets from any financial threat. So people work hard their whole life to retire or pass money down to their kids. And, you know, one lawsuit, one car accident, one slip and fall on your property can take everything away. So we help our clients protect everything they have while they're alive. And we also do estate planning and help them, you know, get their assets where they want them to get, you know, when they pass away. And probably one of the biggest overlooked assets is the digital media. You know, people never think about, you know, when they think about assets, they think about money in the bank or their cars or their homes, but they never think about their online passwords. They never think about their online photo or online music books, you know, their social media accounts, their domain names, their phone numbers, and all those things can be extremely valuable.
Well, that's right. But what about the, you know, when you've got, When we die, when something, or, you know, we don't have to die, maybe we just become incapacitated or whatever. We've got all this stuff going on online, so many of us have, and that's something that we need to address, right? I mean, it's a plan, really, we need to put into place so other people can plug in. And for one thing, for example, you know, I've got things that are billed every month online.
Sure.
I get my checking account gets dinged every month from different companies.
Yeah.
If I don't need to keep using that, you know, if I don't need to keep using that service, then somebody needs to stop it, right?
100%, and you bring up two great issues. You know, before we even talk about the two issues, you know, number one, you need to make sure that you inventory every single thing that you have, every username, every password, every security question, and you have to keep it in a safe place, maybe like a safety deposit box, but you also should give it to a trusted advisor, whether it's an attorney, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a friend, whether it's a relative, because two things can happen. Number one is all of those domain names and phone numbers and you know, intellectual property and digital media, they're great assets. You know, let's say you pass away or you become incapacitated and you leave the business to your son. Well, if you have 10,000 Facebook fans, you know, when you go to sell the business, that's a large part of the business sale, you know, the goodwill. You know, on the other hand, you know, exactly what you said, you know, in today's digital economy, you know, people are getting their checking accounts pinged every month for their mortgage, for the electric, for the water bill. And if nobody can get in there to stop it, it's going to drain the account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. And you can set up payments on PayPal, right? Where people ding PayPal once a month, and you know you need to be able to, you need to know how to stop that if you need to. So what do you do? Is there a computer program that you can set up? Do you need to make post-it notes? What do you need to do? Is there some kind of a structure that you can use to protect all this?
Well, you know, there's a couple different options, and before I do that, I want to preface it real quick. You know, before you do anything, you need to educate yourself and become an educated client. And for any of your listeners, if they go to my website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, if they use the contact us form and send us a message, as long as they told us that they heard about us on your show, I will send them a free copy of the new book, Financial Self-Defense. So number one, you have
all
to
right.
become.
Thank you. Thanks for that. By the way, folks, just tell me you heard it on Jim's show. If you can't spell blasting game, that's fine. And they'll make that happen. Thank you for that.
Sure. You know, once you've educated yourself, the next thing I tell clients to do is inventory what they have. You know, people have so much more than they think they do. So before you worry about how to protect it, after you've educated yourself, you know, inventory it. You know, write down every single thing that you have. Once you've educated yourself and once you've inventoried what you had, then and only then can you worry about how to pass it along. And there's a couple different ways you can do it. You know, number one is, there's a lot of programs out there, you know, that allow you to tell where you want your digital media to go when something happens to you. And I think we'll see more and more of those programs pop up, you know, as time goes on. Also, you can appoint what's called a digital executor, which is really just a trusted advisor, you know, that can hold all of your information for whoever you want to have it. And a third thing is you can actually even put in your will where you want it to go. Now, I wouldn't put the usernames and passwords in the will because it might end up being public record.
Right.
But certainly you can put who you want to have them and who they should see, or, you know, what company they should see,
right,
or what trusted advisor they should see to get the information.
Hello, viewers. Give us your website again, please.
It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, and all they have to do is fill out the contact us form, tell us they heard about us on your show, and we'll send them a free copy of Financial Self-Defense.
Well said. Well done. Folks, just tell them you heard it on Jim's show, and that'll work. Thank you, Hillel. Thanks for being here today, and come back again real soon. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.